Go to thecognitiverampage.com. Keep fueling the change. Help continue to allow this to happen. None of this would happen without you and your love and your support. Love you.
The Cognitive Rampage, a scientific approach to self-discovery, change, and life optimization, is now available on Amazon. What I do in the book is I fuse the latest research from the cognitive, behavioral, social, environmental, and biological sciences. It's not just motivational fluff and wordplay. Now, I do talk about my own story, so there's some kind of inspiration in there, but I'm not just spinning words and hyping you up with motivational fluff. Whether you need a life change, simply enjoy self-exploration and optimization, want to discover new hidden passions, or reduce the life-altering effects of toil, anxiety, depression, all of those issues, this book is for you. This book is not a cookie-cutter method of steps to follow. You'll customize the scientific framework with your own personal beliefs to build your authentic change. That way you assimilate it faster. It's not just copying my beliefs and telling you step one, step two. These will come from your beliefs as how you extend and build the foundation upon this framework. You'll use this framework throughout your whole life, through every change, and through every age. These are not empty words of motivational spin. This book is an experience. The Cognitive Rampage is based in science and is built from your beliefs. It's a path to help you unleash your desired change. You can apply this method on your own with no harmful side effects.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. I want to drop a little creative mental dose, if you will, because I want to talk about creativity. There's a lot of people that if you talk to them, they just say, well, I'm just not that creative. You tend to hear that a lot. You may hear somebody say, well, I'm more analytical, or I'm more visual than I am audio, or something like that, right? Wrong. It's almost evolutionary for us to be creative. So when I posted here about creativity is survival, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So what you need to do is find a way to be creative, and there's so many ways to be creative. Your job may even be creative. You may have what you think is the most boring, mundane job in the world, right? But there's a way that you can spin it to find it to be creative. You know, there's a lot of talk about find your passion and you'll never work a day in your life. Bullshit. And I'm calling bullshit. And I've been calling that for a long time. There's a very interesting article I just shared on the Cognitive Rampage Facebook page that you should take a look at, where a lot of psychologists and researchers have been talking about finding your passion, if you will, and you never work a day in your life. Let me tell you, it's bullshit again. I have done almost everything you can think about. I have chased my passions since I was a child. I turned everything that I ever loved into a job. Eventually, doing what you love becomes a job. And it's, routine. And it's hard to keep doing it. See, if we keep telling our loved ones and ourselves that find your passion, you'll never work a day in your life, people may, wander forever trying to find what their passion is. Because when whatever they're doing, if it becomes difficult, if it becomes hard, or they're just not a master at it right away, especially the younger generation, they, quit. They quit because they believe, that's not my passion. It must not be because it's become work. It must not be my passion because I'm not an expert at it when I just start. We all know that becoming experts at things takes putting in practice and work. Well, creativity is the same way. You may not believe you're a painter. You may not believe that you're a sculptor. You may not believe you're a photographer or something else like that. Well, because maybe you see other people's work. And this becomes a problem. When we begin to compare our creativity to other people's creativity, I think you're losing the point of being creative. See, we had to be creative in order to evolve to be, here today. We had to get creative and involve weapons for survival, find different food to eat, find different shelters to keep us alive. Well, nowadays, a lot of those things, the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy has been filled. Food, shelter, safety, right? These things are filled, so we're left to our own devices, our own mind, and trying to find out how to be creative. And a lot of times in our lives, we're so busy doing our 40-hour week, busy being parents, or whatever it is you're doing, that you think you don't have time to be creative. And again, I'm calling bullshit. Find a way to be creative. You can even change your perception. Master your perception to find that 40-hour a week job you have to be creative, to find ways to be creative. I promise you, your employer may be looking for someone to come up with new creative ideas. But if it's not your job and you find other ways to do it, it's okay to have your passions be your hobby and to fit into that, right? And so if you're scouring the earth or you're hearing all of these speakers continuously tell you on Facebook and social media, find your passion and you'll never work a day in your life, bullshit. That can cause tons of mental toil in our mind to think that, man, I was made to do something better than this. Or, man, this just isn't fun. If I find what I love to do, I'll never work. Bullshit. Again, I did it all. All the things that I thought were fun in my hobby, I turned to a job. Be that DJ, be that working in the nightclub, right? Anything I could find. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that for a living. Doing events, hosting events, doing marketing for multiple companies. All these things that I do that because I like to consider, well, I like Forrest Gump, right? If you watch Forrest Gump, that movie, what he used was occupation as an opportunity for adventure. And the world that we live in today, I always saw it as, well, I can't go on this great adventure necessarily. I can't go save the princess, right? I don't need to go slay a dragon. There's no war for me to stand up for and do, right? What does a man do? And so for me, I have found adventure in my occupations. Because each job or a new idea that I take under and I try to do it, well, it gives me an adventure. And you know, like my mom likes to tell me, is each job that you have or each idea you go will play into the next one, even if you don't think it will. I promise you it will. So find a way to be creative outside of the basics, outside of painting, outside of the things, music making, right? These things that we may assume are the only ways to be creative. Having different occupations is a great way to be creative. Having a side job or something like that. And what I write about a lot in my book is don't expect just to find this enthusiasm right away. That's the problem with a lot of the young kids today, is they're expecting that they were born to do something, if you will, and they're hunting this passion, never sticking to anything, continuing to push through, waiting for that magic to happen where all of a sudden they're LeBron James. Right? And they're born to do something. Now, I don't want to take away from those that do what they love and have that great blessing in their life to say that I love what I do and I don't feel like I work a day in my life. Great. Good for you. But I'm sure there's a day every once in a while you go, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to work, right? And that's where it's good sometimes to have passion in what you do because it'll push you through those tough times. But like I say in my book, passion is not lasting. Passion will not last. Passion is fleeting. Passion comes sometimes and then it builds up and then it falls down, right? What I write about is enthusiasm that you're after, right? Enthusiasm is another word for happiness, but enthusiasm is something we can cultivate towards. And what I write about in my book is saying, if you have a little bit of interest in something, you can feed that interest with experience and gaining competence. When we get competence and experience in something, we can lead ourselves to be competent. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to lead right to enthusiasm. We just may be confident, well, that's not for me, right? But at least you know, right? Short-term pain versus long-term pain. But we also may learn that, man, I didn't know I could paint. I didn't know I could do these things. I had no idea. And you won't until you try them. And part of trying those things is a part of being creative. Whether it's a side job or a hobby or something else you want to do, you have to feed that interest. And as you follow that interest, you can build experience and confidence and lead to enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is what I write about, is what you're after. Enthusiasm is something we can cultivate ourselves to do, right? And creativity is a path of survival. It has always been a path of survival for the human race and the human culture. And when we stop creating, when we stop making, when we stop thinking outside of the analytics and the bills and the things we have to process, we slowly die. Our mind stops thinking that way. You are a painter, I'm telling you that, because man, have you seen some of these paintings that go for $10 million? They look terrible to me. Right? And if someone's telling you that the art that you make or whatever you create isn't good enough or it needs to be different or you have to work on it, well, you're defeating the purpose of creativity to begin with. Because there is no judgment in what you create and what you make. And you have to be able to be brave enough to try those things, right? Uncomfortable is where the change is what I say. Enthusiasm is what you're after. Creativity keeps us alive. It keeps you moving. Find a way. You can master your perception at the job that you're at to say, hey, I'm going to be creative today. I'm going to take this new idea I've had for 20 years working here, and I'm going to run it up the flagpole to these CEOs, and maybe they pay attention. Maybe they don't. But find a way to be creative. Just don't put in your work, come home, sit on the couch, and call it a night. Find a way to express yourself, to create things in this world, because creativity makes it a beautiful place, and it makes our mind a beautiful place. It's ways we can get into flow state, ways we can even begin to think about or not think about how tough the day was or how good the day was. A way to zone out, if you will. If there's something you've always wanted to try, as I write about in my book, go for it. Just feed that interest, because you may not even know it. As you start to feed that interest with a little uncomfortability and a little bit of experience, you may start to get confident and go, holy, I can paint. Wow, this is fun. This is good. I can make music. I didn't know that. I can do live videos and help people out, right? Helping people is another way to be creative, because we can reach out as we're helping other people. Our mind starts to think, how can I be more creative to help this person? And please block out a lot of this stuff you're seeing that is mundane on social media that's telling you do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I've done all of those things that you can imagine that I thought was going to be my passion, and they were for a while, but it's fleeting, because what we do eventually becomes work. What we make becomes work. So it's okay to find that creative expressiveness outside of our job, outside of what we make money for. And tell your kids this, the same thing. Tell them it's not about finding that passionate thing you were born to do, or finding this one thing that you were made to do on this earth. We are way beyond that as the human culture and as human beings. We move so far beyond this one thing we're supposed to do. So it's not about do what you love for a living and you'll never work a day in your life. Please, you could end up walking around for 10 or 15 years trying all these different things, but even that can be good too, as long as we don't quit on them, right? As long as we don't try and go, well, I'm not an all-star at it automatically. It must not be what I was born to do. And if you have teenagers, you know this is their favorite line. I don't want to do that. It's not that fun. I don't like it. I want to have fun with my life. Well, look, we can't have fun forever, because fun is not that fun if we're just in fun all the time, right? But creativity is a release. Creativity will feed you. It'll grow you. You are creative. You are creative. I promise. There is some method out there that you can find a way to be creative. Because when you're coming up trying to explain to me why you're not creative, you're being creative with your excuses. Just doing that, right? So you are creative. It's not about being visual. And don't compare your creative methods or your creative creations to anybody else. Because what you create is what you create for you. And that's the beautiful part. And it's just like life. Life is what you create it to be. It's what you perceive it to be. You can find that happiness in those moments. Passion is fleeting. But find your way to enthusiasm, because that's what happiness truly is. And please, create. Create for survival. Create for the world. Create for yourself. Create for others. Because that's a path to enthusiasm and happiness. Please get out there in the world today, or when you get home from work today, go home and create something. Make something. Don't pigeonhole yourself into not being creative, or whatever subjective title you have defined yourself to be, right? Because we are what we perceive ourselves to be. And to me, you're all artists. You're all creators. And I love you all very much. I hope you're taking care of you. I hope you're living your cognitive rampage.